As the year 2008 wound down, a new, highly visible civic addition was nearing completion in a small Sebastopol park. It was a pet project from Michael Keiss, who is pleased to talk with KRCB about this unusual, then new, solar photovoltaic installation.
Most PV systems don't actually have names. This one does.
It's called the Sun Dragon, a name that begins to come into focus as Michael Keiss describes the project.
It's a photovoltaic electric solar generating system. It's mounted on 36 poles that are 12 feet high, and it has arrays mounted on top of each pole that are about 11 feet square. And those arrays run along South Main Street on the southwest-facing side of Spooner Park. The poles aren't in a straight line. They're in sort of a curved line. So as you drive by, you have this feeling of motion. As the poles get farther from the street, the angle of the panels tilts up higher. The theory is that you have this motion of the dragon's tail.
Spooner Park is that small triangular patch of grass where the one-way portion of Main Street rejoins Highway 116 south of Sebastopol's downtown. It's also the site of one of the city's main water wells, and the power from the 42-kilowatt solar array will be used to provide up to half of the electricity needed by the well. But Keiss, who works for the company that designed and installed the Sun Dragon, says it will also cut greenhouse gas emissions while actually earning the city money.
In the first few years, they actually are making money because they get incentives based on their production. Plus, they're offsetting their dollar use. They actually have a surplus after the first 5 years of $40,000 or $50,000. The actual energy savings dollars is about $15,000 a year.
That's because the well mostly operates at night, when electricity costs about 12 cents per kilowatt hour. When the solar panels are generating power onto the PG&E grid during the daylight hours, they'll be earning credits of 19 to 38 cents per kilowatt hour. The $433,000 project was instigated by the Sebastopol City Council. But Keiss says it was his company, collaborating with local architect Kathy Austin, who developed the Dragon concept, inspired in part by the Beijing Olympics.
The original idea was to build a structure that the PV panels were going to be mounted on bamboo, and have this wavy effect by changing the angles of the panels as they move down the street. As it turned out, that was going to cost $80,000 more than mounting them on poles.
So poles it was. Although when everything is finished, there will be some masking and landscaping to soften their appearance and to help the dragon fit in with the other decorations in that highly visible park.
It is an art park. Nobody actually visits it as far as we know, but each year at Sculpture Jam, they build sculptures, and those sculptures, some of them are mounted there. And it's kind of interesting, and people have a lot of opinions about the sculptures. We actually had some people say, "I'm so glad you took those sculptures away." Other people say, "You took the sculptures away."
Quite a bit has changed in Sebastopol in the past 5.5 years since we first aired this report, but the Sun Dragon remains passively in place, just as it was when Michael Keiss introduced it to his town. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.